We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
Last night, the Golden Globes, 75th anniversary.
It's 2018, marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't.
Host Seth Meyers, and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is CBS's Steve Futterman, who was there. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are well, and what a night at the Golden Globes with Oprah stealing the show with her speech and some of the other comments that were made by the winners. It was a different kind of award show.
It really was. I mean, it was about, to some degree, winners and losers, as it always is. But this year, the message and the issue of sexual harassment in Hollywood really hung over the entire award show from the start, Seth Meyers and his monologue, to the end, where Barbara Streisand presented the final award and made some comments. This was the issue that people were really thinking about, talking about, and of course, in the middle of it all, Oprah Winfrey, who received the special award they always give. It's called the Cecil B. DeMille Award. It's basically for your lifetime achievement. That was sort of the highlight of the show, and I think will be talked about for a long time.
And it was dominated by women in the winner's circle, if you will, by and most of the presenters were women.
Yeah, and one interesting thing, we should also talk about the attire. Most of the women wore black. That was a conscious decision, sort of expressing solidarity with those who have been subjected to sexual harassment. Virtually all women wore black, and even some of the men who would normally wear the black tuxedos, they also wore some black shirts as well, so they were all black. Then you had the pins, the Time's Up pin that many people were wearing as well. So this was a conscious effort. It was the discussion on the red carpet. Many of the women who, the performers, brought activists with them to the show. For example, Emma Stone, she brought Billie Jean King. Now, there is a connection there. She did play Billie Jean King in the movie, but these were conscious decisions.
It was also interesting that Natalie Portman, when they came out for the Best Director Award, pointed out in a very subtle way, but a very direct way, when they went to announce the nominees, she goes, "Here are the all-male nominees for Best Director," and that got quite a reaction.
Yeah, and Barbara Streisand, who's the only woman to win the Golden Globe for Best Director, she pointed out it's been a number of years since that's happened, I think more than two decades, and she said, you know, what's the problem? Where's the second one? We may see some new blood in there, of course, in the future, and we have seen that at the Oscars, more and more nominees being women in that Best Director category.
The Golden Globe, Steve, as you well know, kind of sets the tone for the rest of these awards shows. The biggie coming, obviously, with the Academy Awards. Do we think we'll see more of the same and follow in line with this theme?
In some cases, yes. I'll give you an example. I think Gary Oldman, who is Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour, he won Best Dramatic Actor last night. I think he is going to sort of dominate and maybe go all the way to the Oscars. That is just a magnificent performance. Of course, he has some pretty good material there with Winston Churchill. As far as what film is the favorite now for Best Picture, I don't know if we have a favorite. Last night, remember the Golden Globes separate them into two categories, Best Dramatic Film, Best Musical or Comedy Film. As we all thought, Lady Bird won Best Musical or Comedy Film, but it was a big surprise in the Dramatic Film category. Most of us thought it was going to be The Shape of Water, and if not that, it was going to be The Post, which is the story of the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers. Instead, it turned out to be Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which is an excellent film, but we just did not think it was going to win. It tells tells the story of a mother who reacts to her daughter being raped, and she puts up the three billboards in her county and basically goes after her daughter's rapist.
It was an epic night, and Steve, get some rest, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Take care. Have a good day.
CBS's Steve Futterman, Autodisk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, still up out there in L.A.